some guys just don't think like that. Like, they just don't care, and like, they don't.
But do you want someone that doesn't care?
Mm. It leads to those questions.
About fashion.
No, but even like maybe it, sometimes it can also link to like lifestyle things as well. Like the things I like to do in my personal time.
It's
a stretch. No, come on this journey with me. Right? This is a guy that he wakes up. We're not even sure if he showered, you know, any.
Bro,
no. It's my story. This is my scenario.
You're taking it somewhere left, yeah?
Right. So there was a time when I was a hater of your podcast. It wasn't for long. It was for like a couple of weeks. I had to like hold it down a little bit. So
what happened?
Basically, I was dating a guy, you know, love of my life at the time. Mm. Okay. I was blind. Stupid.
Is the guy on this podcast?
What is he? I was listening.
No, like, is he on this podcast? No. Okay.
Don't be doing all that. Yeah, so it was like COVID time, so like nothing outside, streets are closed, whatever. Mm-hmm. So we're chilling, you know, like whatever, hanging out. And we're looking for something to watch. So he's like, on YouTube. He's like, there's this sick podcast. You put me on to a lot of stuff, but yeah, he put me on and he's like, it's so funny. Mm. And me, sometimes it's like, I don't like men to have nice things.
Good. You know what I mean? And I was like, you're already hating.
You know what I mean? I'm a hater. Anything he says that's good, I'm like, I'm not really sure. So he puts on an episode and I'm like, damn, it's animated. I'm like, right, animations look kind of laughing. He's like, it's so funny. And I'm like, it's all right. It's just like, what are we doing here? Like,
yeah.
What are we actually doing here? So we're watching the video and then, you know, as sometimes you, when you watch videos, your distractions and then just start, So the thing was still playing.
Yeah.
The clip was still playing in the background. But you know me, like,
you're listening to me. You're listening to me. You're listening to me.
Now I feel very shy. But I'm a super lover girl. So for me, it's like, my man. So I'm all in. I'm like, it's me and you.
Yeah.
So we're lip sync. He starts laughing. Because he's still listening. Fuming. I was like, what's going on? Do you want to lip stem?
He's lip stem with his eyes open.
He wasn't in it. I was so shocked. I was so disgusted. I was so disturbed. After that, I was like, Pastor Who cat? But then I came back.
That is funny, bro. That is funny.
Can you imagine?
I don't even know what episode he was
on. I'm actually sensitive and I'm actually very fragile. I already don't even know what's going on.
Laughing, Julian.
Laughing.
How do you recover after that?
Do you know what I mean? I turned it off after. I said it's enough now. Come on.
Yeah, you
love
it.
Let's all be serious.
Yeah, I love that guy.
Love that.
I hate him still.
Yo, this is Fabs from Pastor Meerkat. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Blah.
This is Pastor Meerkat, episode 20. This episode is brought to you by Hera. Yes, we are now sponsored by Hera. Shout out to Hera for sponsoring us. And to launch this sponsorship, we've got a little giveaway going. So we've got 2x100-pound gift vouchers. That's a lot of money. So £200 in total. £100 for you, £100 for a friend. Now, all you need to do to enter this giveaway is to be following PTM, the Pastor Meerkat account, and the Hera account, and then just comment on this post, tagging the person you would like to give the other gift card to. Then you guys can go matching, or you could go with your boys. You could be wearing anything you see on today's episode or in the episodes going forward. So this will be running from the 12th of March, the day this episode drops, to the end of the 13th of March. And hopefully we'll be announcing the winner on the 14th of March on our Instagram. So if you're on YouTube, make sure you go to our Instagram. You will see this post. Tag the friend you want to win the gift card with. The other thing we're doing to launch this partnership is a discount code. So that will give you 15% off of anything on the Hera website. So if you look in the description, you'll find a discount code. Click the link to their website. Go buy what you want to buy. Please run that up. And thank you to Hera. Enjoy the episode. Okay. 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 This is Past the Meerkat. This is episode...
Why are they laughing though?
What?
Why are you giggling like
that? No,
wait for the intro.
Like, woo.
Yeah, just relax. I didn't even want them to be so the camera to be on them until I announced it. This is Past the Meerkat. This is episode 20. Am I correct, Tim?
Yes.
Yep. Episode 20. Yeah, this is episode 20. This episode is sponsored by Hera. Shout out to Hera.
Shout out Hera.
You can see
Hera.
The lads all in Hera clothing. Yeah, pan to all the lads. And the ones on the couch. This is a special episode. 20 episodes in. Episode with our first sponsor. Also, episode with our first female guest. We are here with... I'm going to let Sheikh announce who we're here with today.
We are here with Style and City Diaries.
You guys want to introduce yourselves?
Yeah.
So I'm Prinny.
I'm Amber, and we're the host of Style and City Diaries.
Yes, your favourite and fabulous.
Okay.
You don't need to take over the podcast.
I mean, it's Saturday Night Live. Let's go.
What's you guys' pod about? How would you guys describe yourselves?
It's a fashion and pop culture podcast, but it's not fashion in like, oh my God, Vivienne Westwood, SSW, like 93. It's like how you talk about fashion with your friends. It's just like a chit chat and then obviously commentary on like pop culture.
Yeah.
It's like our diary. You learn a lot about us.
Basically, it's literally like the group chat, FaceTime vibe.
Don't do that. Because don't do the group chat.
It's in the reviews. Go on to Apple Podcasts, okay? People say it's like they're on FaceTime with their girls. And even outside of just talking about like fashion and pop culture, we're very like raw. And I know everyone says that on their podcast, that they're raw and honest. But like Amber said, it is our diaries. Like if I've been having a shit week, it's all coming out on the mic.
Yeah.
And everyone knows a bit too much about us.
Yeah, like we'll deep dive into like mental health, like family trauma or whatever it is. And we'll just like talk about it. And like it's just like us navigating the city as like city girls, one week at a time, and like
city girls. All I heard was city girls. Like,
city girls. Like pop city girls.
Like, we live in the city. We live in the city, and it's just like navigating, like you know, your late 20s. Like what the fuck's going on? No one knows. So we're just very real about it. Like I got a job, I lost a job. I'm doing this. I got money. I'm broke. I'm whatever. Like it's just very real.
That's it. So fashion.
Yeah.
Oh, also, you said SSW. You might know what SSW means.
There's no such thing. I'm an SS.
You meant like SS and E. It's like spring, summer, so like SS24, SS.
Why did I say SSW?
Oh, yeah, like when they release clothes and then they're like...
Shut up, man.
Man said, do you know what SS is, you know?
Yeah, look at him.
So are you girls single, first of all?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why do you say it better?
Listen, the streets are cold. Like, yeah,
it's been a cold winter.
It's been a cold winter.
It's been a cold couple. Cold couple.
Heating up for the summer, yeah. Summer's coming though.
Exactly.
Yeah. Gearing up.
You're heating up for the summer.
Yeah.
Are you trying to be outside somewhere? Are you trying to settle down? Are you guys girls trying to settle down?
I am.
I think I'm. Yes, I guess so. I'm just like I'm not like dying for it, looking for it. Like I'm very busy. I've got a lot of shit going on. Like I don't really like if it falls into my life, amazing. But I'm not like at home crying because I'm single. I'm like I'm fucking busy anyway.
Yeah.
I don't really have the time to go out and be boyfriend hunting. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
When you do go out, do you scan the environment?
Mm-hmm.
Are you looking for prey?
Oh, what?
Wait, three people are talking. Hang on. What's the question?
Are you looking for prey? Yeah.
Not like if I go out, like the environment's getting scanned. Regard like, oh, who's here? Like girls, guys. Like, what's the setting? What's the vibe? Like, is the party gonna pop off? And like, sometimes you go somewhere and you look around and you're like, this, my man's not here, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. I'm having fun. Or you might be like, damn, like I've got three potential boyfriends here.
Three potential boyfriends.
No, like if I fancy you,
then yeah.
Now
yeah,
I'm like, okay, yeah, like.
But say one of the guys you fancy comes up to you, he takes your number.
Yeah.
Then another guy that you fancy comes
well,
up to
no,
you.
Well, no, well, you have to be careful.
Okay, talk.
You gotta. You, first of all, you have to rank them.
Right? Oh. Is it superficial rankings?
No. Well.
Yeah, because you can't chat to all exactly them. Let
yeah, because if number three comes up to me and number two is looking, that's my man. Mm-hmm. So why are you... You asked me you for my number in front of my man. Are you okay? Yeah. Like, what's going on?
But you like all three of them, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you've seen three potential husbands.
So I might have to now push you into the corner or like... You know, like when you're like, I'll be talking to Amber like this. But I'll talk to the guy like this, so it's not obvious. So.
But the guy will get the vibe that you're not interested.
No.
You have to just find them later towards the end. There's a
way to find them later.
So you have to find
them. Yeah, so like you have to do it in a way where like if you're talking to one and your man's there, you have to make it like, oh,
your
that's
man.
My boy.
do you think man are actually thinking that? You think they just you're just talking to someone? Like at the end of the day, if you're out there, people talk, right?
Yeah, that's yeah, why probably, you maybe play it off as like, that's my boy from like long time. Like, and you're like, oh, what, the Instagram? Yeah. A-M-B-E-R.
That's the one, yeah.
Is that what you guys do? So like, if a guy approaches you, he says, let me take your number, he tries to put your his phone in your hand, you're like, no. I'll just say
yeah, no, you've got to do it. That's like, what do you mean? And now,
on the front street,
everybody's looking.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
It has to be all very low key, unless like that's my man.
Yeah,
I'm gonna let everyone know. Hiya.
Say you rank number one, yeah. Mm. You already talked to him, but number two comes through, but he's slapping. He's got like he's got game. He's got presence about him. But you already engaged with number one. Do you just push number one to the side and now you're like, listen, number two, I'm all invested.
Yes.
Yeah. I said yes. Like you secure, yeah, you secure what you secure, and then you do the follow ups.
I've got a story.
Oh,
you're in the pod.
No, it's just like relating to this. So, like a couple years ago, I was out and I was a bit drunk, and I was like chatting up the guy behind the bar. Right.
You were chatting him up.
Yeah.
That's okay. You're a liar.
You're doing like cute eyes like, can I have a drink? Like, you know, one of anyway.
Yeah.
But like not because like, I wanted to be my man, but like I'm drunk and you're fit and it's like okay.
Yeah.
Anyways. And I was like, oh, we're all going blah blah blah. Like, you're gonna come too. He's like, oh, I'm like, come on.
Why what's this? What is that?
Anyway, so then he's like, yeah, cool, we'll come. Like, once you wrap up, we'll come. So we go. And I'm like, oh my God, guys, like my man's coming, whatever. Before then we get there, so other guy pulls me and we're chatting. And I'm like, oh, okay, good chat. But I'm like, oh, my man's coming. I see my man come in, right? And I was like, see ya, my man's here. So now I'm talking to the guy.
Wait, you told him your man's here. How did you get?
No, of course not. I like, not obviously. Like, conversation, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm coming back. Like, go talk with the girls first. You can't like go straight from A to B.
Sorry.
And then I start talking to like the barman that I told to come, and I was like, your chat is shit. So I have to go back to the other one.
You told him.
No, of course not. He's like talking to me and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, why don't I invite you here? Yeah. I just spoke to some guy and he's like, so I went back to the girls and I was like, that is dead in the water. Went back to my man. I said, yeah, what'd you say
you
again?
So
you can do that. Like if number one was your number one, but then number two is like, you have to like
bash
him in the water.
So do you think your mindset was changed by the fact that the second person's chat was better? Because you seem to be having a good time when you were first talking to the guy. You were leading the conversation. You were the lion in that scenario.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I was so like baffled though, because I was like, hang on, you were giving it all that. And now when we're talking, you're getting all shy and weird. Like, you actually have nothing good to say. And I'm literally right here, like, hello, I've been talking to you all night.
Yeah.
Like,
I hear that. Maybe he was put off by you talking to another guy. Has that ever happened to you guys?
He didn't see that, though.
Where you see a girl flirting with another guy, and then you're like, wow, that's my girlfriend. She's on stage. And then you see them like flirting with another guy, and then you see like maybe like a phone exchange or something, and then you're just put off. Like the girl comes back to talk to you later.
Like, the game's the game, like
yeah,
exactly. It's the game. Yeah. But it is what it is.
It is. I hear it, but it still puts you off a little bit, like even a little bit.
Well, because another guy secured the girl you wanted to talk to.
Yeah,
I know you're like that. He hasn't even secured her.
You see her. She's smiling, she's giggling, bro. Giggling. You're like, yeah. You didn't giggle like that for me.
Oh, no.
She did giggle like that for me, but in your story, I don't know.
Like, I'm just saying, in a scenario.
You spoke to the girl, she's now talking to another guy.
Yeah.
So you secure.
And you see that something exchanged.
Yeah, something's exchanged.
What if it's her cousin?
The difficulty, the level wasn't even that hard anyway. Anybody can secure it.
She's just giving that number.
And up to anyone, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's why we have to hide.
Exactly, yeah. I hear that, to be honest. You better hide. But because it's going to be bad.
What about you, though? Like you said, a guy's taken your number, your number one,
yeah,
and now you've seen him talk to another girl, just and he's taken that girl's number. What does that do to you?
He's a fly.
it's true, same, right?
Does that bother you?
They do, it does.
I do understand that the game's game, but I'm very much, I'm like, okay, cool. Like, I know what I can bring to the table.
Hey.
I'm joking. No, I don't. I think obviously it does annoy you, but it's like if we're all out and like that's what you're gonna do when you're single.
Yeah,
out,
you like the competition. You're an eagle.
I'm not opposite.
No, not eagle.
We see what you like.
Okay, so you guys are fashion heads, yeah. In this scenario, does
yes.
You know what I'm gonna ask?
You're gonna have the trainers like one of those.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, so that is what I was gonna ask. Yeah. Does fashion, like the way they're dressed, play a huge part in what you think is nice?
I would say when I was younger, yes, like 100%.
What's younger?
Like
just do it bags
late,
or
late teenager, like early 20s.
Okay.
Like very shallow. Now I'm older, I'm just like clothes and fashion that can change. I'm personally of the view that a lot of single men can't dress themselves and they actually level up when they're in relationships. You've seen that on TikTok, the girlfriend effect and all of that. Like, I feel like there's something women, we just have that effect. So unless it's
women have that.
We bring life into the world, like we do.
Yeah.
But yeah, like if it's like really bad.
What's really bad?
Like,
what's really bad? You got to define that.
Oh, like if it's just like everything's clashing, it's not making sense. It kind of points a bit more to what's going on in the mind.
When you looked in the mirror, why did you think this is the outfit I'm going to go out with?
Like, I'm not sure if he's 100%.
Don't you get some guys just don't think like that. Like they just don't care and like they don't.
But do you want someone that doesn't care?
Mm.
It leads to those questions.
Yeah.
About fashion.
No, but even like maybe sometimes it can also link to like lifestyle things as well. Like the things I like to do in my personal time. It's a stretch. No, come on this journey with me. Right? Okay. This is a guy that he wakes up. We're not even sure if he showered, you know, anyway.
Bro,
No. It's my story. This is my scenario.
You're taking it somewhere left, yeah?
Right. He's just very much like, I don't care what I look like. That kind of vibe. So when I'm liking to go, I'm like, babe, oh, like this weekend we should go to this really nice restaurant. Like, oh, like, I really want to, like, this is my thing. Like, I like to go out to eat, you know, click. It's gonna be a jump scare when you come into the establishment. I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
If I can, like, it's it might not mesh.
Yeah, but what if he just doesn't care about that? So it's not even about, he's not even thinking, oh, I look messy, or what do other people think about what I'm wearing? It's just like
he's confident in his own.
Yeah, he's just comfortable. Yeah, he's comfortable. Yeah,
and that is so great for him.
Yeah, for him.
I think it's
what's going on, people? It's Manny. I'm from Pastor Makeup. And this episode is sponsored by Hera.
You took it like a loony.
So I once had this boyfriend.
That's what they say on the wards. On the wards, that's what we say. My.
I had this boyfriend when I was younger, and like literally love of my life, like. You know that first love, like just so sweet.
Yeah,
like,
I do.
You're never finding love like that again.
I do.
Okay. We were, I think, together for like a year and a half-ish, but it was literally like the best year of my life. Like, you stink. and So yeah, a few years go by. Obviously, I've gone to uni now, come back. He's been doing his thing, whatever. I don't know how or why, but we end up getting back into contact again. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh my God, like this is it.
The love of my life is back. This is so real.
Yeah, it's
so
because real. I'll never forget the last thing he ever said to me was, If our roads lead back together again, then we know it's meant to be.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, this is the road.
I've read that same book.
You got out of Shakespeare, man.
Yeah.
I said, this is the road.
This is the road. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is the road. So I'm gassed. We're back in contact. We're texting. We met up. Went back to saw mum again. Hey, missed you, it's been years. I'm comfy again. I'm sitting on that sofa like, yeah, I'll have some dinner. Like, yeah. Oh, long day. I know it's been a couple of years. Well, you've been up to, oh, no, what, how's granddad? Yeah.
He died.
I'm back in the family. I'm back in the family. It's going great, it's going cool.
This is where the cloud.
The music changes now.
It's going. It's going great. It's going cool. In between the break, there was a girlfriend that he.
Yeah.
Had.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah.
The roads all led back to me.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. You don't care about that.
Period.
I'm the first love. Product. Listen, Mumsy loves me, right? What do you mean? So there was a girlfriend. Anyways, so that's there. So now, like, back in contact. And then I'm an idiot because something happens and I get emotional one night and I start crying. I'm like, you know, all these times, love you. Mm. Got him shook. He was like, whoa, what the fuck is going on? Mm. Like, this isn't... We were just like...
We just chilling. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like, I don't know what you thought this was, but like...
This wasn't in the contract.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. But in my head, I'm like, you're the love of my life. Like, what the hell? Of course. Yeah. Like, anyway. So then we stop talking. I'm like heartbroken again. This is like 10 years after the first time. I'm heartbroken again.
The road, there's construction works on.
Right? So, during lockdown, I watched this series called Normal People on BBC One. Mm. I don't know if you've seen it.
No.
And it is like the ultimate like teen to like adulthood love story. Mm. And I said, that is me and my man. Like, we, like... That is our story.
Why do you keep calling your
sorry.
Mind?
Like, yeah. That is in the situation. Then, oh, okay, but okay, I was in okay, that okay, mind, okay. mind frame. I'm like, sure. That is me and my man. Like, we were together, then we broke up, but we actually really love each other, but we just can't. And I'm like, oh my God, that's him. I meet up with Prinny the next day, right? I've watched this, it's in my head. I'm like, that is my man. I know he loves me. He just doesn't know it yet, but I'm the only one for him.
Yeah.
I meet up with her. I'm calling her now because what the fuck? Meet up with her in the park and I'm like, look, I'm feeling this type of way, blah, blah, blah. She's like, oh my God, same about her then, man, right?
Oh yeah, the timelines are intersecting.
Yeah. 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 So we're both like, rah, oh my God. And she's like, I just told him like I love you. Like, and I said, swear down. She's like, yeah, like, I don't care anymore. Like, if that's my man, that's my man kind of thing. And I was like, bet.
I'm going to do this. I'm going to run that same stupid shit you did. I'm going to do that same stupid shit. That's what you basically said.
So that night, I pluck up the courage. Wait for a suitable time as well. I'm waiting all day for this. I'm thinking like 9 o'clock is too early.
Yeah.
You don't want it to be like a 10:30 either.
Yeah. You got to do it after 7:30 because EastEnders. Did you?
I said, hi, what you want? Not like that, but like, hi. Mm. Oh yeah, like, what are you saying? Like, why are you calling me? I'm like, so I've been watching this series.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I've been watching something and like, it just reminded me of you and like, I miss you and da 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 da. He said, Amber, I got a girlfriend, you know?
Oh. He didn't let you finish?
No, he let me finish.
But he was sitting back in the chair like, yeah.
And he's like, look, like, she's like, I'm going to have to tell her you've called me. And I'm like, no.
He loves his girl.
At this point, I'm in tears. I'm like, I'm like, why her? Like, why not me? Like, I love you. Like,
you see what?
Like, I was a wreck. Like, a mess. I have to tell her, you know. I said, don't. He's like, don't thing. Do this.
You don't have to.
He does. He does.
Da, 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 da. this and that. Oh, no, wait, sorry, wait. I fucking totally missed something. I think I'd messaged him before and basically she'd seen it or whatever, whatever. So then when I called, he's like, she knows you've been messaging me. Like, tell her, blah, 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 blah. She's already like hotted him up about it. Like,
yeah, she already knows you're crazy.
Yeah, basically. So, like, why is this girl still like, why does she not know that, like, I didn't know.
Yeah, what gives her the right to think she can still have access to you?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyways, balling, I'm like, okay, well, like, this is going to be last time I'm talking to you. Like, I just, like, I love you. All that spiel. Oh. The next couple days. And I'm crying, right? I go to sleep, cry myself to sleep. The next day, I'm calling Prinny midday.
It's a sunny day as well.
Sunny day.
Oh, no, I was in the garden on the garden chair. Like, what the fuck?
She's like, are you crying? I was like, yes, because he's got a girlfriend now. And he just, like, a mess. I'm just scrolling on Instagram, getting over my fifth heartbreak over the one same guy. I get a request. I got a whole paragraph. I got, don't know who the fuck you think you are, texting my man. He's already told you once before he's not interested in you.
Yeah.
If it was go you, get some. He would be with you. Oh. I'm not that type of girl. Don't make me did it.
She threatened me.
Like, I'm not that type of girl. Like, but like,
Air Force is
I said.
What's going on?
I'm
pretty.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Get that thing back. Going down
get
there.
The black Air Forces on.
She sent me a paragraph. Funny. I was like, yeah. It's done. Yeah. But!
You won in the end or some shit.
Yeah, so basically.
They broke up.
It's
always after a breakup.
She gave me all this.
She gave me all that. And who did he call? He called me darling. Because I'm the true love. Past love always me. Anyways, it's like properly done now. Like, yeah.
Are you still in contact with the guy?
So when I was going through the ghosting stage, he had called me, but because I was so like pissed off, I was like, what the fuck do you want? Don't ever call me again. Because like, don't call me once a year and then like, like you're either in my life or you're not. Like, I don't like that once a year check up on me. Mm. But I was like obviously very angry at that moment. So I just, he got like my wrath. Mm. Is that the right word? Mm. Yeah. Anyways, I'm also a big believer of dreams. So if I have a dream, I'm like, anyways, I had a dream about him.
And then you called him.
I had a dream about him. And in the dream, he's like, I love you. You know I love you. Like, I'm so sorry. Like, you're my dream.
My girls are crazy.
And I said...
Man was able to apologize in the spiritual realm. He didn't have to do anything in the physical realm, the real realm.
And I said, I have to call him because it's a sign. Remember, our paths are always...
Yeah, that's how it was supposed to be.
It's a sign. I called him and he said, you're fucking crazy. He said, the last time I called you, you went mad. You're calling me to say hi, how are you? Like, are you okay?
Yeah.
And I was like, come on.
Don't be like that.
I'm a friend, what do you mean? I'm like, come on.
Don't you feel embarrassed when you make these calls? Don't you feel embarrassed?
I think after this point, if I ever did it again, then I'm actually tapped and I wouldn't. But I feel like the reason why I wasn't embarrassed is because there was a lot of like to and fro in like over.
Oh, yeah.
So I just felt like...
This is my turn. It's my turn. Yeah.
But it's done. I did bump into him after that. Mm. And it was very normal.
Mm.
And I looked very good that day. I looked hipster. And I
so you're even yes! you're even still like, thinking. You're even still
like,
thinking
oh
about
my god,
it.
At least I look fucking good.
You're insane.
I'm not insane now though.
You are.
So I went to a predominantly white secondary school.
Okay.
So I was always like, you know, the black best friend.
Yeah. Mm. Whereabouts are we talking?
Hadleywood. So it's like the sticks of like Barnet.
Oh, yeah.
You get the vibe. Yeah. So yeah, I was just like, you know, just a little kiddie vibe. Like, mom's sending me to school. Like, I'm actually doing my work. Like, don't care about guys. I mean, they don't care about me. So like, what can I care about? Do you know what I mean? And anyway, so my best friend, she had a boyfriend. Like, oh god, like yeah.
Your best friend's white.
Yeah. Sorry, context. Yeah, she was white. So she had a boyfriend, and oh my god, coincidentally, the boyfriend had a best friend that is
black.
Ding ding ding, you got it. So it was like a vibe, and then. I don't know. You know, them times it's like somehow you're on MSN, you have each other's numbers. It just happens.
Yeah.
So then we were just like vibing as friends because I was like, I can't I don't think he was fine. He was really good looking. And I didn't think like he would like me. It sounds really sad, but that's the context of the situation. Yeah. So we were like besties, like he had a girlfriend, whatever, like friends chatting. And then one day we were on the phone and he just told me he loved me.
Flaps. I love those. I love those.
out of nowhere.
I don't mean it.
He wasn't looking at you or nothing before, and just one day.
No.
But it hit you hard.
Yeah. Because I'd never had a fancy crush. I'm green. Like, love is blind, blue. Like, I don't know. I love everything. We're getting married. This is it.
Yeah.
So I'm taking everything. I don't know. Game. Life hasn't gingered me.
Yeah,
I don't
know anything.
So he's told me he loves me. I'm like, wow, I love you too. And then, but what do you say? I love you. I don't know. I love you. And then, so then like he asked me to be his girlfriend. I'm just like, ooh, like, additional context is that I'm not allowed out. So this, I don't really...
Where's it going to go?
Do you know what I mean?
Where does the love go?
Do you get? So then there was one time, where we went, we planned, like, him and his friends, we were going to go to Tottenham Court Road, then me and my friends, and me, and then, you know, we hang out, I don't know, we hold hands, like, whatever.
That's what we did. Hold hands and kiss on the cheek.
So he had this best friend, this female best friend that I knew about. It's fine, like, whatever, she's cool. I think we had spoken with MSN on the phone. It's weird. I don't know how that happened. And so we meet. We get to Tottenham Court Road and then she's there. And all of a sudden, she's like storming off. It was the whole... Because he gifted me Keds. Do you remember Keds?
Oh,
yes. Keds.
Yeah, like the pimps on. Like kind of pimps on. Okay. Pink ones. Weren't my size, but it was a vibe. And he gifted me them. And she stormed off. But I'm not clocking what's going on.
Like,
oh, she all right?
Is she okay?
Like,
yeah.
Okay, cool. Like, whatever. Still, you know, that's my boyfriend. That's my man. Woo. Valentine's Day came. Obviously, I'm not... It's like a Tuesday. I'm not allowed out.
I'm at home.
So I call my man, like, after school. Like, hey, have Valentine's. Like, oh. Like, what are you up to today? And he's like, oh, I'm going to go chill with the best friend.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, that's so cute. He's like, yeah, like, we're watching EastEnders. I'm like, oh, that's so nice. Tell
you're
him
that dumb that you don't even know that anything's wrong with that.
No, because you told me you love me and I'm your girlfriend. So what are we doing here? Why would you cheat? That's so weird. And I was like, tell her I said hi, you know.
Tell her I said hi, is mad.
This is the best girlfriend ever.
The Lulu was the Salulu. So anyway, the relationship broke down. After a while, I just felt like I could do better. Like I got a big ass.
Whoa.
What?
Yeah, nah, I just felt that. Well, what actually happened was his another one of his friends was actually telling me that, I think he was trying to speech me on the side and he was giving me confidence. So now I'm peng. I went from having no guys that I've got
being peng.
So anyway, so it ended cool, like no hard feelings, it is what it is, like we're not together. About a year later, I was bored with my friend after school and we're like prank call. Let's prank call him.
Yeah.
So she had my friend, she's white, so this girl, his best friend was a black girl. She had a white best friend as well. Uh-huh. He's copying my whole flow. And so I was like, oh, call him and you pretend to be the friend. But didn't really have an agenda. I didn't have a
plan. Yeah,
So she's chatting. Da-da-da-da-da-da. And then he's like, it's our 1 year anniversary soon.
Oh.
So
you did the maths.
So the fun and games ended right there. And I just said, hang on. I did the mathematics. He asked her to be his girlfriend 1 week after.
You guys
asked me. But she's trifling because she knew
when you guys
I was the girlfriend.
Oh my.
Because I was the mains. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then, and this is why I can never listen to this song ever again. My little stalky stalk, I had to go on the MySpaces because I need to see what the fuck is going on in House of Commons. So I get on her MySpace and you know what song's playing? I really like what you done to me. I can't really explain it. So every time that song comes on, I'm livid. It's been 10,000 years.
Those songs are my place.
I heard it. Yes, that's why I remember the story because I heard it yesterday, and I was like, "Fucking hate."
Fuck that prick.
It's on polygamy.
Yeah, it is basically.
I was so green. I was so like trusting and believing. And then just men just come in.
At least you didn't find out. At least you didn't find out when you guys were together. That would have been the worst part.
Yeah.
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 You'd have been upset.
character building, babes.
Exactly.
Yeah, character building, for sure.
Built, babes. Can't run game on me. I can try it.
What's going on, people? E-Man from Pastor Meerkat. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Cheers.
Obviously, naturally, like, people judge what people wear to a certain extent. Yeah. Like, we've all done it, gone out and be like, whoa, like, what the fuck? But, like, I don't care what people wear, but I would care, like...
What your man wears.
Yeah, like, and yeah. I think it's great that people should wake up and wear whatever they want to wear and have that confidence to step out and not care what people think. Mm. So that's why it's great for him, but...
You're not there yet, so you can't inherit that. Yet. You can't, yeah. Yeah.
I'm not there to be like, I don't care what you wear either. Like, I'm not there yet.
So what's the first thing you look at when you see a man in terms of his clothing?
Oh, clothing.
Oh.
Dick print. That's what a girl, one other girl said that to me.
You know what?
Do you know dick prints are actually really scary? Like, get what? Your dick out of here.
It's borderline harassment.
It's literally, it's giving like, stop it.
Why are you looking down there?
It's like, what the hell? We watched this TikTok the other day. Oh my God. It was so scary.
It was swanging.
This guy was in shorts.
I tried to upload.
And not.
I'm kidding.
He was just in like basketball shorts. Oh, I can't even explain it. You can see everything. And everything in print.
How many times have you watched that TikTok?
A couple. But just because I'm like, what the hell?
Did I really see that?
But it's like, that's not attractive. Okay. Like, it actually isn't attractive. What men find attractive in girls don't find attractive in men. This is a huge generalization.
I don't
find dick
prints attractive. So we're on the same page with that.
Like, when girls, let's say, upload, like, pictures in, like, bikinis, things like that, if, like, there's a man upload, like, a topless picture, it's like, stop being such a slut. Like, that's not attractive. Like, put your fucking clothes on.
You're sending for a couple guys right now.
And it's worse when they do it in, like,
and I think I'm talking about, like, as well, like, even, like, on like, dating apps and stuff. It's like, get your chest out of here. Like, now
why
you had
though?
Everything.
You're on a beach,
but
would you want him to wear a vest?
Okay, no, but like,
it's not appropriate.
It's just not appropriate.
Why is it okay for girls to do that? And we're going to get back to the first question, but why is it okay for girls to do that, but it's not okay for guys to do that? As in, like, have their
bikini pictures.
Because you guys suck it up.
As a woman, I wouldn't put a bikini pic on a dating app.
Yeah.
It's very, like, provocative, suggestive.
But would you put, so, like, the equivalent to a man having his chest out or being topless would be, like, cleavage for me, because obviously it's socially acceptable.
I'm not saying, like, don't post topless on Instagram. I think I was just saying in the sense of when you said, like, dick print, it's like, that's not attractive. Like, I don't want to see you naked. Like, when they do the V and, like, I can see your pubes and stuff. It's like, great, you go to the gym and you have pubic hair, like...
But isn't, like, isn't there a part of you that thinks, ooh...
No, leave it to the imagination. Like,
I want to see that.
Why does everyone now everyone is,
you know, I think it's just people in the world trying to show off their best assets, which everybody does.
Yeah,
that's not your best.
If you've got a big bum, you're going to take pictures to the side.
I'm always reaching, but you see how AD, she lent so much into her body.
Yeah.
She made everything about her body. That's like her best asset. It really upset me because she's such a kind person. Mm. She's such a nice person.
She's mean.
She's what?
She's mean.
She's mean.
Yeah.
Dude.
Like, you see the way she was getting repeated to the other girl.
She's direct. But I feel like in those settings, sometimes it's like, even if your favorite asset or the thing you find the best about yourself is something physical, you don't always have to lead with that. It's your personality.
It's because people rate that and they probably compliment that asset. And then,
but that's all they rate.
Wait! No! She was on Love Is Blind. Yeah, no one saw her assets until she got outside.
And then what was she doing?
Yeah, but and then
everyone else was rating it. I don't think she was out there going, hey, like,
we've had voluptuous girls.
I think she did.
She was overdoing it.
I think she wore certain clothes to make herself look damn sexy. But I don't think that's bad. Going back to the general scenario, like, everybody does that. You know, it might even be your dress sense. You know that you've got a better dress sense than most people. You know that people compliment you on that. So you want to showcase that on whatever profile. Mm. Why is it socially acceptable for the guys that have abs
Oh, so you're fighting for yourself, right?
No, I'm fighting for Vish. I'm fighting for Vish. But why is it socially acceptable for the guys to do that when everybody else is literally doing that in the world? If you got nice hair, you showcase your nice hair. If you got nice eyes, you see people with nice eyes doing all of that. Like the people that got nice lips, showcase
nice teeth, smiling in another picture.
100%. That's it. Why?
You can't equate someone showing their pubes and their V and their top.
I didn't say pubes.
Having nice eyes.
I don't know where the fuck.
Mate, you know what? Because you haven't been on the side of like girls on dating apps seeing the male profiles, they are scary. Some of the topless pics. It's not like, I'm like, you think this is the best version of
on
you
on the beach with my boys at Afro Nate? No, no, no. It's in the mirror.
Like, oh yeah,
it's a lot.
Yeah, I get that.
And I'm not saying don't do it. But like, it's like what's attractive to me per se.
When somebody's doing that on a dating app as well, it kind of says the AD thing, innit? As in like, this is what you know.
That's it.
This is what you're confident in about yourself, sort of thing. Mm. I get that.
This is what you think other people would like.
And girls do like that, by the way. Like there will be girls DMing him like, yo,
which is why they're doing it, because obviously it works. It works for them. They probably like get all the girls, and that's great, but...
What did you like about me? I saw your pubes, the curls. I love the curls. I like your curls. Anyway, going back to that question, what Iman said, what do you notice first about a guy, like fashion-wise, when he moves to you and you're moving to him behind the bar?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of all the guys I've talked to
it's
hot recently.
It's probably just like the general package, like the general aesthetic and how
you've gone back to the
dip. What, a package?
Yeah.
No, not that package.
Oh, sorry.
You know, including that, but I'm joking. it's just like just the general dress sense. It's not necessarily like one. Because now with a lot of the trends, it's a lot of ugly stuff that are cool. Like if you think about like people dressing like grandma, grandpa swag, loafers, like old. So you can't really look at somebody's shoes and be like, "Oh, those are disgusting." Because in the context of the outfit, it actually might make sense.
Yeah, I've seen some people, they do the like the dirty Air Forces. I just can't. I can't. I don't understand it. Like the more battered it is, the more they like it.
Yeah.
Weird.
They buy them now.
I think it's that as well. I think just.
Why are you copying that?
No,
straight copy and paste.
I was going to say, I think I look at how an outfit comes together. Mm. So I don't necessarily go for someone that dresses a certain type either. Mm. I look at how they've put something together. Mm. So they don't have to be wearing like the latest thing either, but it's like, do you just look like a normal person? Like, do you look okay? Like, I don't want you to be like dripped down in designer either, because that literally makes you feel sick. It's like, great, you have money,
be original.
I think it's just how they put things together.
Okay, what do you like? What do you like in guys?
I like their heart, their intentions.
Come on.
I love a good...
Disgusting. What do you like fashion-wise in guys?
Oh,
like,
fashion-wise?
Like, he's got an average face, but he's so put together. What does he look like?
Oh, my God, I know. Should I explain my type of guy?
Axel Arigato.
Guy. Yeah. I love, like...
I've got Axel Arigato.
I love, like... Yeah, like an Axel Arigato. So my type kind of changes, but it fits between the two. Either like an Axel Arigato guy with like a Carhartt cap or like a Carhartt cargos. Like
what's
very
Carhartt?
Chill,
so,
very...
So
it's a brand.
She likes hipsters.
Yeah.
This is a fashion guy, so
and it
we're
might be
look
like,
to him
like a tote bag or something.
A tote bag
sup, you know.
Yeah, listen. Like, people don't a young tote. Yeah.
Tote bags are the bags that the girls.
The little side, small bags, right?
No.
The
kind
of
bags
you can get for free at events. Yeah, the little tote bags.
The ones they give you for free.
The Marc Jacobs and all that stuff.
Like a canvas bag, you know, the ones you go and you get it.
I struggle with this every week.
You need to come on our like someone like that.
Isn't that for girls though?
Just the big brown bags to give up for free.
Sainsbury's.
The material.
But like I like that because it's like, see, you can pull off a tote bag. Like, you know what you're doing. And I think that's
a guy.
A tote bag.
Isn't that kind of feminine?
That's going to be my
exactly,
question.
Exactly, but it shows that you've got so much confidence, like, in your masculinity that doesn't make you feel a type of way.
Mm.
Like, I don't want my man that feels like he has to dress like a man. Like,
yeah. The one that Iman will...
Yeah, it's similar to that. It's similar to that.
Iman, the one that Iman was using for his MacBook. Yeah.
That's not a tote bag.
It's similar. I feel like I need to show...
Yeah, show us. I think I know what it is. Because Marc Jacobs had a bag called the tote bag.
It is called the tote bag.
It's like a shopping bag.
Yeah,
the Sainsbury's shopping bag. Yeah.
Oh my god.
It is like that though. I swear they even call it the shopping bag.
It's like that, something like that, basically. But that's the thing. My point is like you don't get it. You laugh and you're like, but that means because you're not there yet. Do you get what I mean?
You know what? That's so true, you know, because a lot of the times I'm behind, like I'll take the mic out or something and then
you'll jump on
it. I'll start wearing it.
But like that's I feel like that's
where you're at.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
Skinny jeans and the Levi jeans now. Levi jeans are back in.
Yeah.
Straight jeans and that. So
straight jeans.
So you like a guy that does different things.
Yeah, I'm defo like a...
Alternative.
But it does change as well. But like alternative, Zanius, a bit of like a Soho dude or like a... Mm. Not a Shoreditch dude, but like an East Londoner. But also, he's got like gangster in him as well. So like,
he dresses like that,
but he's actually part of the culture. Like he's not, like, do you get what I mean? Like, I
sounds like
still
a creative.
Have,
that's a creative.
Yeah.
Them reformed hood man.
Yes.
No degree, no job.
No degree, but sick job. Because they've turned shit around. Now they're doing that, like, oh yeah, being flown out to, I don't know, Berlin or something.
Berlin. I hate you so much. Prinny, go on.
You know what, that whole time I was bare thinking, I actually, according to my track record, I don't really go for the guy that can dress, but there's no consistency.
Zero.
So you're sending for all the guys right now that you've been with in the past?
Did I say settling? Sending. Am I sending? Well, you know, if the shoe fits, like, they're not like, you know, fashion god, like, they're not going to be on them pages, like, fashion inspo. I don't know if I really care that much about the style, because I think you can be, like, give suggestions. Like, that's my project in a guy.
Mm.
It's like, I look at, like, my current crush is, like, sometimes I see things he wears and I'm like, that is so terrible.
And you get horny.
No, I hate those trousers so much, but it's okay because you just haven't like allowed me in.
Yeah.
But sometimes girls like that because they want a project, don't they?
Yeah.
They want someone to
work on that.
How you seeing a guy as a project? That's crazy.
That's so crazy.
What do you guys look at in girls in fashion? Like, what's because there's a lot of different vibes of girls.
Yeah. Me and Iman were talking about this before, and I remember Iman saying he likes the bras.
Don't listen to him. I'm a bum man anyway, but don't listen to what he just said. He's just making up stuff.
No, I'm kidding. What do I look for?
I like a mix. Someone who could just switch it up. Like, if we're doing something chilled, come casual. Like,
but what's your preference? Yeah. Like, what's your preference?
It depends where we're going. If I'm going out for dinner, coming in a nice dress, heels, like, mix it up.
Are there any things that you've been out and you've seen on? You're like, whoa, why is she wearing that? Or like any trends that women are following that you're not?
No, do you know what? I just don't pay attention. Like if I see something that I don't like,
if a girl comes up to you and she's talking to you.
Mm.
Do you look at what she's wearing?
Yeah.
So what would make you think, oh no, darling, or like, oh.
That's a good question. I don't know until you're in that situation. I don't think you can like comprehend like if what the
like. Do you like a Fashion Nova girl?
We don't know what that means.
Would you be like,
cheap?
Like,
it depends.
Like cheap. It depends.
Like very
affordable. Affordable.
If it looks good, I don't care about the price. If it looks good on you, then it looks good.
Yeah, because it can be in Sheen or like Fashion Nova, and it can still pull it off.
Maybe it's better to think about what we've seen that we like.
Yeah.
Like I've seen that cute.
AD was wearing that dress. It was nice.
Which one?
But that's not even
what?
That's not even fashion. Not the wedding.
Which one?
He's talking about the one on the beach.
The beach.
I'm joking anyway.
I was joking. Please. I feel like girls have it easy like that. In that. You don't. I think guys aren't really checking for that. If you fit the clothes, then
Yeah, I'm stressing myself out. I'm trying to dress nice. And these men don't even care.
Yeah, no, no. You do care, but like, you just know, like some. A woman that takes, like, pride. Knows her stuff and yeah. takes pride, like, yeah. you just know.
Like, I literally, if I'm going out and let's say I know one of my men's going to be there, I'm like, whoa! I'm like, oh my God, like, what am I going to wear? And I literally...
But what would you wear?
Depends, like, where we're going and depends, like, who he is. Like, if he's, like, a fashion guy and he's a bit hipster, I'm like, fuck! Like, how am I going to look cool without trying to look cool? And, like, you know, which trainers do I wear? And, like, what's, like, the new in thing? Like, you know, that's, like, how do I, you know, maybe wear, like, quite luxury or something like that without looking like I know what I'm doing, but, like, this is just how I dress. Like, there's a lot that I think about when it comes to that.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
See, I don't, that never crosses my mind. Like, yeah. I just don't, as long as
so
you're
comfortable. So, you know, I aren't even appreciating the hard work that goes into it.
You probably do, but it's just not at the forefront of your mind.
It's not the immediate thing.
It's not the immediate thing. So you're just thinking, oh, this girl's nice. She's got a nice
I feel like we
face.
Only judge girls on... Their
bodies.
Face.
No,
and
no,
their
no,
bodies.
No, no. We judge them on the clothing. Come
no,
on.
No,
you
no,
see
no.
a girl walk up to you in dirty Air Forces.
Yeah, what's yeah. the face? What's the. Is it. is it so yeah. easy or is it. No,
like, I can change that. I could buy her a new pair.
No,
that's
but
cool.
it's not there. It's a personality type. Like, you know, yeah. she's wearing those dirty Air Forces. She's got a personality type that doesn't. Suit your personality.
How do you know? How do you know I like it, don't you?
Men are so oh, my.
But it's so weird because men always. Not always, that's. Well, mad generalization. But a lot of men do. Look at like trainers, they're like, what's on your feet? Yeah, it's like crap check, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And it's like,
and heels.
Okay, you might have like really nice trainers on, and then the rest of it, but if her trainers are okay, then like she's 10 out of 10.
No, like, I think it's simple, just wear a nice dress, you're good.
I'm trying to think of who I seen in the last few years that I've liked the way they look. Like, I like their look. Mm. Normally, it's based around their face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can say us, like, it's okay.
But yeah, not really around the clothes. Like, I don't mind.
No, he's like, okay.
Yeah. Now you guys look.
This is very. I feel like bad talking about.
No, please. You guys look great. You look great.
Do you know what I hate though? You know when girls wear heels. But the toes are coming out the heels.
Oh,
yeah.
My.
It's the quality of the
heel. Oh, see,
yeah, that's what it
but
is.
But also, as well, in defense, like, let's say she's like, you know, probably creamed up her foot, it can get a bit slippery. Oh, and then it's like, oh shit, so it goes front.
Those are things
so
we don't even think
there's
about.
There's loads of things. Like, it's not like I'm purposely.
I'm stressed.
Oh, I'm really questioning the ladies that are lying down with you.
Timestamp that one. Getting that one out of it.
Who's shooting that bullet at?
Crazy.
No, it's just like, why don't you cream your foot? I don't care.
I'm joking. I do cream my foot when
but
sometimes.
But yeah, those are things that like can come into consideration when that happens. But yeah. It's not just that, like, oh, she wants her toes to be on the floor. Like, yeah. When that happens, you're like, fuck, oh, fuck. Like, what do
There's
I do?
There's nothing you can do, yeah.
Yeah. Accessories, though. I think accessories play a big part.
You know what?
Yeah,
I only started recently. It does. It does.
The one thing I remember is, remember, we went to a drink up and there was a girl with the Christian earrings and she had the Christian necklace.
Christian
Dior
or just Christian?
No, I mean, the cross, sorry.
Cross.
Yeah. Yeah, she had the cross. Sorry. You guys, they're thinking
they
want
to
name
the
brand.
The Christian.
Yeah, but her look was proper. That's one girl that I've been like, actually, your look. You put some imagination in here.
Yeah.
I think it's the same for men as well, though. I think that's another thing I want to add to it. Like, if a man is wearing jewellery...
Oh, yeah.
That would get things going for me.
What kind of jewellery do you like? Because I've got a bit of money in my account.
I'm very partial to, like, necklaces, rings especially.
But not bust-down necklaces.
Yeah, not, like, the bejeweled... No, that's so scary. Like, just calm down. Just, like, something really subtle. I loved when, like, pearls were a trend on men.
Pearls
on the mat,
Not too many.
Not too many, but the little small ones, yeah. And then, like, rings.
Either way, because then people call that Metro.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Yeah,
fuck
but when you, but the thing is, when you dress it with confidence, and that's the thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think I am very attracted to metrosexuals, like, 100%. Like, but someone that's, like, so confident in their masculinity that they can do that and wear pink or like, wear earrings and blah, 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 because, like, that is hot to me.
How about painting their nails?
I'm partial to a nail art on one finger or two.
Mm. I told you, Pedro will be reading magazines. Yeah. you don't get this inside knowledge. Yeah. Inside knowledge. We don't subscribe to the same magazines.
No, not at all.
When do you guys go for like fashion knowledge? Like, how do you? Because there obviously is a place where you guys are obviously meeting up and deciding what's in fashion. Where do you guys go to know that? Because so now you've just said pearls are not in fashion. To me, I always think I'm behind, but I think to myself, pearls are in fashion now because I see, and it's only because I see loads of people wearing them now.
Yeah. It started off a couple years.
It's been a few years now.
But trends also, it's like, it doesn't have to be so in the moment. Like, I hate the idea of like something's in and then it's not in, then you stop wearing it. Like, it's your clothes. Like, you own it. So if I bought pearls 2 years ago and I'm going somewhere next week and I want to wear it, it's mine. Mm. Like, I can. Like, it doesn't have to be like, oh, because it's on trend, I have to wear it. But where do we go? I think just...
You guys read magazines on the toilet seats. That's how I
know. Not necessarily.
I buy Vogue and I don't read it.
I think it's just like... Social media. Obviously, we look things up as well because of the podcast. Like, we kind of have to stay on top of things. Like, we have to watch the fashion shows.
So when you're looking things up, where are you going to? What is the website? Or I need links.
Like, I follow like a few people on TikTok that are like stylists. I follow a lot of stylists, and they'll be like, these are the things I'm leaving in, or these are the things that is going to come in. I can see this happening. Mm. And then I'll be like, oh, and then you start noticing it. I actually get a lot of my stuff from Hypebeast.
They sound like economists.
Do you see some things that are on trend and you're just like, I don't really feel this? Because I feel like there's a pressure element where people see things that are on trend and feel like they have to
buy into it straight away.
Because
if
not, like, I ain't on the fashion.
We talk about that loads on the pod. Yeah. Like, we're always encouraging people to just do what they want to do and wear what they want to wear. Like,
but
just
people like you are
going to
judge them, though.
I'm not. To their face.
You know,
no, because like, so I'm not, the way I dress isn't going to be everyone's cup of tea. Exactly. Like, someone might look at me right now and be like, I can't believe she's all about fashion. Like, what is she wearing? Mm. Which, respectfully, yes, because this is a wild outfit to wear. But also, but it's like, so I
why
know.
Why is it wild?
Why is it wild? What I'm wearing. Like, I think I look nice, but someone else might be like, why is she wearing that?
But I know, but why would you think someone would think that?
Because people don't like what
it's a particular style.
So, you just wear what you want to wear. Like, if you want to wear a trend, wear the trend. If you don't, like, don't feel pressured to do anything just because someone else is doing it. And also, not all trends are made for everyone. Mm. Like, sometimes stay away from the trend because it's not for you, and that's okay as well. Like, you don't have to wear it because it's like, I can like a trend, but I know that's not going to look nice on me, and that's okay. So I appreciate it on someone else. I'm like, that's gorgeous on you, babes. That won't sit the same on me.
That was going to be my next question. Is there like a fit that might look good on Shake because of his skin colour, but because of my skin colour, it just...
I guess some colours, the combinations of the colours.
It's more about your body shape.
Yeah.
And dressing for your size.
I'm in all of it.
I think this is where the difficulty comes in because I'm like... How do I say this without getting cancelled? Dress to your body shape, dress to like the things that like accentuate that word, like you and like makes you look the best. But then some people are like, well, just wear whatever the fuck you want to wear. Like, if you want to wear a belly top or you want to wear baggy clothes, wear it. And I agree with that too, but I do think that something that Prinny might wear isn't going to look the same on me because we're shaped differently. Yeah. I'm taller, like my boobs might be bigger or whatever it is. So it's just going to look, it's going to sit differently. And I feel like as well, while I'm here, like I want to shout out the big titty girls because I feel so bad for them because they might wear something that makes their boobs look bigger and then makes them seem like they're trying to get their tits out. Whereas if I wear it, it looks nice and cute and like petite because I ain't got tits or something, whatever. So then there's that in it as well. It's just, I just feel like it's hard. But yeah, everything looks different on everyone.
Do you ever look at like other girls? You might go out to a party or to a bar and you see another girl wearing something and you're just like, oh, where did she get that? Do you take...
Oh my God, all the time. Like, I'll go up to them and be like, like, babe, where's that from? And I love when girls do it too. I'm like, ask,
Give them that confidence.
What about them girls gatekeeping? Like,
I'm a visual person. I can't go into like River Island or Zara and just see it. I need to see it on someone.
You, yeah. you need to see it on a sexy man.
Do you not have people that you follow because of their style, like men?
I don't really follow. Like, I will see them. Look at this guy.
I think all men should follow men like fashion inspo.
No, I'm a visual person. So when I'm out, like, I'll see someone wearing something, I'll be like, oh, yeah, cool. Yeah. And I'll store it in my brain.
I think that's how most people see what they like.
No, but I think the real fashionistas, like someone like Vish, could probably walk into Zara, be like, okay, I'll get this, I'll get that, and just see an outfit and put it together.
Yeah. How's your wardrobe set up? Like, is it, if you went into your wardrobe or whatever it looks like, would you know where to find things, or is it a bit of a mess? And I'm not trying to be shady, I'm just...
I've sorted mine into trousers and boxes.
The basics.
Yeah.
No, because the reason why I'm saying this, because I can imagine Vish, if he goes into a store, he knows what he's got at home. So if he sees something, he's like, that would look sick with that. So if your shit is, like, organised...
That is so true.
Then you know, like, what you're working with. And I also feel like, in this day and age, where they're trying to promote a lot of, like, sustainability and not just buying clothes to buy, you have to pay attention to, like, what you have and only shop where there's gaps. Like, you have them scenarios where you're getting dressed and you're like, oh shit, if I had a cardigan or like this, this would land. That's what you should buy, not sitting on the site because they got 70% off and now you're buying some Hawaiian shirts.
Or you bought something and then you know you've already got something like that. That's why that wardrobe maintenance is so important.
Yes, people, it's Wavy Shake from Pastor Meerkat. And this episode has been sponsored by Hera.
But what do you guys think about, like, wearing the same outfit twice and all of that kind of stuff?
Yes, wear it, because you've got a washing machine and you paid for it.
If no one sees me.
I'm not on.
Within a certain time period, and also conscious of, like, the audience.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
I wouldn't go to the same place twice in a week and wear the same
thing. At least we're being realistic.
Because sometimes I wear an outfit and I'm like, I'm wearing that again tomorrow because it looks good. Like, you know when you put an outfit on, you're like, this is an outfit I'm going to wear again and again.
Let's say you went to, like, a recess and then the next recess is coming up. You're not going to wear that outfit again.
No.
Someone might not remember though. It's like every
And that's the thing. Months. Most people probably won't unless you've got a crush.
And this audience is the same, which is then...
But you switch it slightly. Like, you might wear the same jeans
and, like, change the top or something.
Different hair.
Yeah.
You're a different person, basically.
Yeah. I feel like I'm at the stage now where anytime I go out, like, proper go out, I feel like I have to wear something new.
What makes you feel like you have to do that?
Because I see people that know me that I feel like, I think I'm insecure about them remembering.
Can I ask you a question?
And I'm already a cartoon, so I don't want them to think I would.
How many outfits of other people do you remember? You actually, because when you sit down and think about it, I don't remember
If I care about you, I know all of Iman's trousers. I know them.
It's so true as well.
Like, I went to the same pub three nights in a row this week, right?
Yeah.
And I saw the same people twice, let's say.
You went to the same pub three nights in a row?
It's like local. What kind of alcohol is it? Anyway, and I saw, like, the same people there. I could not tell you what they were wearing.
But did you...
But do you care
do you
for
care
them
about
like that?
Yeah.
And I think, again, my insecurity is about, you know, they don't care. That audience doesn't care.
Yeah.
If you saw a guy that you liked, would you remember what he wore?
I don't remember. I wouldn't even remember his face. I don't remember anything. Probably not.
That's disgusting, but okay.
No, I wouldn't. And if I like you, I wouldn't care. I'd be like, I can look past that.
How sweet.
But there's certain things you just can't wear twice, like a t-shirt,
Yeah.
I can wear the bottoms twice, but then
T-shirt. Bottoms are calm, the T-shirt, especially when you've got a couple compliments on it.
Yeah.
Or it's something like pink. People are going to be like...
You have to give it like a couple of weeks, couple motives, then wear it again, so people forget.
Even on the pod, like, we were saying that to Hera, like, switch it up because people will notice and they will comment.
You start thinking about it as well. You're like, oh my God, wait, episodes. I think I wore this. Because obviously it's been a week, but then when people see it, they remember the other one. And then I'm like... My clothes are my clothes, man. Am I going to go out and buy loads of things just because I've got a visual podcast?
Until you get that comment, I swear you were wearing that last week.
And I'm going to be like, the next time you're paying for my bills, I'll listen to your opinions.
Like the comment, like by creator.
Are there any things that you just can't stand fashion-wise on guys? Like, it's just a no-go.
I just don't
like a belly button piercing.
The designers.
Yeah, just
swag,
over.
Drip, whatever it is.
I don't like when they cross, it's like Gucci Louis
Yeah. Amiri.
So what's your opinion?
I hate Amiri jeans.
What's your opinion on Adidas and Air Forces, like, or...
Oh, wearing like Nike and Adidas?
Yeah.
I'm for...
I think that's okay.
I think that's all right.
Okay.
And I know a lot of people would be like, whoa.
It's a big thing.
Like, I've got... Like, I once wore... like these Adidas tracksuit bottoms, like the three, but they were like really cute with the crop top. But then the only thing that looked nice with it were my Air Force Ones. So it had to be, because it was like colourful and like, so it just had to be done.
That's criminal behaviour.
But who'll go and check
me? Yeah, it's true.
Going back to the designer though, that's an interesting topic, right?
Yeah.
Is the idea of someone wearing designer, like them overtly trying to show off? Because like when you think about designer clothes, they are better quality clothes, right?
Yeah.
No, not necessarily.
In most cases, right? Yeah. They are better quality clothes. And if someone can genuinely, like, afford it, then...
Genuinely afford it. Right.
Then it's just a different outfit, right? So, like, what do you think the biggest issue is from, like, a designer wear standpoint? And some of the clothes, like, they look good, they fit well, like, so what's the issue there?
It's obnoxious. It's loud. And I think when we go to the point of genuinely afford it, just because you're wearing all the drip and you manage to pay for the bottles on the table, you might get the girl's number. Mm. Girl, maybe being me, probably not me, but let's pretend for this scenario. When I follow up and I now find out that the lifestyle behind the scenes is not matching what you're trying to portray, it's even making me more sick. Mm. So then it's like, why are you like, do you know what I mean? It's like, like, it's not that deep. And it probably points to a lot of insecurities, maybe.
And pressures as well from like friends and stuff, of like having to wear certain things, which is sad too when you have to think about it, that you feel like you have to live up to this certain expectation, which actually a lot of people don't really care, but there's this thing on social media of girls being like, I want to be in it, I want to be taken out. If it's not noble in the first place, I need a ball of this and that. And it's like, actually, if you scrap that, a lot of people just actually don't really care that much.
Mm. But you understand that most girls, or at least the girls that are loud or that are seen, don't have your mindset. Mm. So actually, most of the girls do have the mindset of, if he's got designer stuff, then... yeah, I'm going to give him my time sort of thing. And obviously that's what the guys
want. And that's completely fine as well. That's okay if that's what they want to do.
Yeah.
I see.
But it's just, I don't know. I feel like there's ways of wearing designer that doesn't make it look like, look at me! Balenciaga! You paid £900 for a t-shirt that says CD on
it. You probably didn't even pay £900 for it. That's what makes it worse.
Yeah, you definitely got the discounted one.
Or like back of a lorry type vibe. Or it also might be DHgate. Let's start being real. Like, I've seen some people and I'm like, Gucci did not make that jumper. Let's all be serious
now.
She's the wrong way. If they're wearing one designer top.
I'm not saying don't mix and match either, but it's like when it's like... like the Louis Vuitton shoes are a bit like that, and then the Amiri jeans, and then the belt
is, and then the calm down.
This is so interesting. You don't have to wear it all in one go. Let's stretch it out across the week. Like, now you're panicking, yeah? You're like, damn.
I want everything.
Just relax.
Don't kill me. My reason for buying something designer would be if no one else is wearing it. Because then I would stand out when I'm going out in the city. That's the reason I would pay money for designer, not like better quality or something.
Like I love if like I see a guy wearing something, then like there's a brand and I don't know it, and then I go Google it and I'm like, oh, okay.
So when you see it's expensive, that you like it. You're an eagle.
It's not that it's expensive. It's the fact that you wear quite luxury. Like you're not wearing it because
it's loud.
It's loud and it's designer. It's like you actually like good quality stuff and you don't have to show off about it. So I'm like, swear down.
That's a cheat code. We need that. You've
got to jump on it quickly. That's how I felt about gallery department, but then that also got busted really quickly. Early days. I was like, oh, what's that? Okay.
Very interesting.
Look at them.
You know, on that, yeah. The one designer I like really recently is Lawi. Lawi?
Yeah. Loewe.
Oh, man. How you say it?
Loewe.
Loewe.
Yeah.
There's no V though.
Yeah, it's the accent.
Just talking.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I'm with you.
You know, you see even they're slowly creeping up as well.
Yeah. Seriously though, where do you guys hear about this? Because why do you guys know about it, but we don't know about that? What you just spoke about? Like, why do you know about that? You as a human being, why do you know about that?
You've probably seen the brand, but we
just and you don't know that it's
that. Because you're not looking at guys, you're looking at bums. That's why. Because if you pay attention, it's out there.
Loewe is the girls have been recently wearing the vest like this, and it's just got the little black swirls on it.
The jumpers with the
which is like £50,000 for...
Apparently, its quality is terrible.
Crazy. Anyways, that's Loewe. But you wouldn't know. You just think that's just like a plain white t-shirt with a little print on it.
That's so scary.
But yeah, love it. I think it's similar to like Casablanca vibes as well.
Casablanca is even becoming like a...
Oh yeah, Casablanca. Yeah. That's kind of hate.
Shirt one button, drinking hands.
Every holiday picture, you look at the back of the shirt, Casablanca.
Yeah. I hate Casablanca.
But they have like a few cute things, like their jumpers and stuff are nice as well.
Mm. Are there any colours that are no-goes for you?
No, I love them. Or colours that you like? Wear the pink.
Like the pink, yeah.
There was one time where I was wearing red crepes, and a girl that I like came up to me and she was like, she laughed to her friend, and she was like, "Who told him to bring out red trick? Who told him to find red trick?"
I
don't even think, I wasn't like wearing all red or anything.
I'm just trying to say red and then what, like jeans? Shorts?
I can't even remember, but it probably was like jeans and a top. They were 97s.
Air Max 97s.
Okay. Yeah, I did think they would be
Air Maxes.
But what she was saying was...
Because they're quite chunky trainers anyway.
Don't do that.
Was it red all over or the base is white?
No, it was like red and white.
Red and white. Okay.
But basically what she said to her friend, don't do that off camera. She did it across the mic. She just put an X next to me. No, what she was basically saying, and I never knew this before, she was like, yeah, like, because I went to ask her afterwards, I was like why was you laughing at me? And she was like, oh yeah, like men are not supposed to be wearing red crepes, like, why are you wearing red crepes?
So
and I was like, I didn't know that was a rule. Did you guys know that was a rule?
Is that on the ick list? Maybe.
No,
maybe
she was saying like everybody knows men.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm like,
ick number.
Red trainers.
Oh, that's so sad. Oh. I like, you know what? I'm not caving for men, but I just feel like men just need a safe space to just express themselves without judgment. Because then it just creates so much overthinking, and now it's like you have these gorgeous red Air Maxes.
Don't do that.
She's
sitting on the box.
I don't know why she's
saying
gorgeous.
Gorgeous. You're taking the piss.
Do you know what happened to me? Yeah, so you know the Comme des Garçons?
Yeah.
So I wanted to buy them in black and white, but most of my boys had them in black and white. And they brought out this new pairs in black with the red sole. No. It's black with the red sole. Online, it looks good. I'm telling you, it looks good. Like, and sometimes I like to do something
the Louboutins crossover.
So I bought them, went on holiday. Oh, I put them on. We're about to go out, yeah? About to go to a club. We had tables or whatnot.
Why did you have to say
anything? Of course. He's a baller!
I don't know why you added that because you were dressing up a little bit, so I wore them, I was chilling, we were all doing pre-drinks. And one guy just starts singing, ba da ba ba ba. I'm loving it.
Oh my God,
McDonald's song. So you know when he wears the clown shoes. So all these guys just start laughing.
Oh, so nice.
I had to go change.
Oh, see, that's me. I think that's why men suffer mental health because your banter is actually bringing someone down but meaning it as well.
Yeah, but you girls will laugh though.
No, we'd.
What, with you?
No, at us. Like, if you saw somebody that was like, wearing really something that was just like a fashion disaster,
like,
and you were drunk
to the corner, and like, like,
it was show, it was showing some way, shape, or form. We would feel it.
It's been a good friend, isn't it? It was just letting them know, like, listen, your other shoes are better. Yeah. Maybe you shouldn't wear these ones.
No, but also this is very subjective, right? Because you're taking opinion from your friends, but who said your friends can dress?
Yeah, no, no. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm not, no shame. I'm just saying, someone else might be like, yo, gee, those are hard, like, where'd you get them from?
Someone did say that to me, actually. But for me, you know what it is?
Can I say something?
Are you marrying your boy? No, really, do you want to marry your boy? Yes or no?
Can I say something?
You must have changed. You got some spare change.
I have your crepe, man.
That's so sad.
Hey, do you know what? Do you know what it is? Because when I bought them, I saw the red, so I was like, I didn't like them myself because I thought it was going to be like a different sort of red. Mm. Online, it looked like
I'm still trying to justify it. No, it's okay, no, man.
Do you still have them?
I've been trying to sell them on Depop. No, I saw that 100 went down to 70.
Try vintage. Vintage
is
more popular.
Vintage. But please stop dressing for your boys because they're not the ones you're trying to take home.
It's not even for your boys, but you have to understand that. That's how I think about fashion. And this is what I said to the fashion guys. You know you're dressing for other people. Like, you're dressing... I think it's naive to just say that you only care about your own opinion or what you think you look good in. You're actually dressing so other people can say you look good. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that about people that are obsessed with fashion or, like, really go out of their way to look nice. I think you care so much about what other people think. Mm-hmm. I think you care a lot about what other people think.
And do you think it's wrong? Say... You know each other, you know your style, or you know your general style, what you're in trend-wise at the moment. And then one day you wear something that just
wild.
Isn't, it's just not looking great, right? Mm. Don't you think as friends you should be comfortable to just say, I'm not sure about this one. Why is that
I
bad?
Think, I'll quickly, we've gone through like a journey in this whole fashion thing of like moving away from that mindset and allowing people to explore different things without bringing them down either. Like, it goes back to the point where like, just wear what you want to wear, like who actually cares? And it's like, I like you for you, not for what you're wearing. If you want to wear something, if you want to wear something or try something different, like, okay, I don't know. Do you know what I mean?
For me, some of the most fashionable people objectively dress weird.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. When you think about it, like when you actually look at the outfit, it's like wearing that and that and that.
Yeah,
like
Kanye West.
It comes together. Mm. So to your point, it's like you just have to, you end up finding your own personal vibe, and like when you wear things, you feel great. I know there's some things I put on and I'm like, I don't feel great.
Yeah.
Therefore the outfit's not gonna run.
But you guys are still in this space where I think there's a cognitive dissonance in your head because you're still in this space where you are promoting people being comfortable in what they wear. But then you still say things like, oh, look at AD's dress.
I didn't say that I don't have an opinion.
I said, what dress was it?
And I'm going to go back to what I said again. Like, everyone judges everyone to a certain extent. Like, I'm not going to sit here and be like, you know, I'm like the nicest person in the whole world, which I am. But like, there's also like, why do I even care?
Yeah.
Like you have an opinion. And
I have an opinion. It's like,
shit.
I actually don't even care. It doesn't actually affect my life. Yeah. Do you want to wear that? Cool. Wear it. Did I think it's, yeah, I did. Okay, done.
But are you comfortable if Prinny was wearing something that you didn't like? Would you be comfortable telling her?
We have very different styles. Yeah. I don't think I've seen something. And I mean, I think there's been times.
I think there's been times where
sit back and we look at pictures. We're like, what the fuck is going on?
Like, I remember my, oh my God.
But like, I'll send options to her and she's like, no. Yeah. Take that top off.
We do the pre-production, what to wear. But I was
security clearance between each other.
Yeah. But now I think we're in a flow where there's not many jump scares. But remember when we went to Boiler Room Festival fresh out of COVID?
Oh my gosh.
It's a fucking nightmare. I don't even know what was going on.
And this time you cared about fashion when you were wearing that as well.
Yeah. I thought I looked the shit.
I thought I looked hard. I was wearing like 3/4 length. I don't, the material was even like, was
like
it like
knitted?
It was like knitted. The summer. Mad.
They're like, pink, they were like Colette's.
Pink and brown zebra print. Shiny. I thought I looked hot. We thought we were like fashionista.
We was like, yeah, this is so like, edgy.
Super futuristic.
Like, this is
did
so
you get compliments
cool.
when you went out? Or insults?
Do you know what, someone just said, wow, I just remember one girl was like,
You don't know if that's a good wow.
The only compliment I got was like, oh, I would never have my back fully out like that. I couldn't do that. But you look good, girl. That was the only thing. Oh. But no one said, that outfit is banging.
So describe your outfit then. Yeah. It was like disco at the top, gym at the bottom.
I was wearing like shuka like tracksuits, but they were like bright orange.
With
dusty Air Forces.
It was a dusty place,
so you have to wear your
messed up ones. Mm. No, there's two levels of dusty though. There's like the crease Air Forces, then there's
And then I was wearing like, we call it chain mail, but it's basically like, how do I describe it?
Like a chain top.
Chained top, but it's that like halter neck and then like a really small chain. Like basically.
Have you got the picture?
Yeah.
You don't delete them pictures.
On,
she's got it in her face. It's pretty good.
Do you want to find it? But yeah, and it's just, but we really thought that, like, and that's the thing, like,
I thought I was paying,
and it changes. Like, there's some things that I probably wore like 2 months ago, and I'm like, what the hell, sis? But that's the whole thing about fashion, like, it changes. Like, you're never going to be one person. Like, Prinny can't plan for a holiday because she's like, I don't know who I'm going to wake up and be that day. So no, it's terrible. Don't show that.
Let me see.
No, it's so bad.
That can't be the best version of the picture, though.
That is the best version.
You don't need to show us the best version.
It's the only version.
Oh, Lord.
As you are, just as among friends. Yeah, too close.
Show the camera. And it's still on your Instagram.
It's
all a part. It's part of the journey. It's part of the memories.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah.
You can't keep like reinventing yourself every couple of months and deleting stuff.
Yeah. Like it is what it is, and it's so fun to go through and see. I'm trying to see if there was one picture I
looked at the other day when we was in college. And I was wearing coloured laces and fucking
uniform
jackets. You know, there's a phase where
colour coordination.
It was so childish, man. I hate it.
With the contacts as well, contact lenses. I'm not gonna lie. This guy used to have blue laces, a blue Just Do It bag, blue contact lenses, and a blue hat on.
Why? That is blue contact.
I don't know where you got the blue contact lenses.
No, and it was uni. Remember uni? He would match it, the jumper with the hat.
It was a trend, though.
Used to wear gloves in raves.
We're all wearing gloves. I love how the conversation goes.
Like, yeah, but like, let's all wear gloves. It's gonna look sick. And then when, like, how do we get to that point?
It was cold that day.
You just thought it was cool. I think you came with a balaclava as well.
It's back on trend, so yeah.
I think us guys, because you guys, you share your clothes before you go out. Mm. We wait for the guys to come out looking a bit, you know,
and then
put together, then roast them. Yeah.
Mm. See, that's not fair, man.
No, but then it actually brings down your squad. You realize that?
Yeah.
It doesn't.
I'm telling you, it does.
When we go out, we're not with each other anyway. Everybody, we're eagles. Everybody's out on their own.
Everyone's scattered.
Like, for example, if we're doing like a girls' holiday, we know like we're going to this restaurant, this restaurant. We're doing like this pool party.
So you say this is the dress code.
So we're like, this is the vibe.
Okay.
Okay.
So what if somebody breaks that vibe? What would you do? You execute them.
You say, wear this. Like, you'll be like, you'll lend. That's when you start doing borrow, borrow.
So, how do you tell your friend you need to lend these out?
They'll probably feel it in themselves if they don't feel 100%. Yeah. Like, if my friend is wearing something and she's 100% confident, the confidence shows and actually makes the outfit look better. If you're insecure, the outfit starts to look shaky. So, they'll come and be like, what do you think? And I'm like, is there anything else? It's just like, what's the option?
I come up to you and said,
is there anything else?
No, but that's not rude though. As a woman, it's not. Because I'm saying, you're asking me, what do I think? I want to benchmark it against something. So I can give you my honest opinion that I don't like it, but I don't want to say I don't like it if there's something else. That might be the better option. So it might not be terrible.
Is there anything else? Just spit on my mum. That's less disrespectful.
Sorry.
I don't know about this one.
No, but then, no, but we're solutions.
So, yeah, exactly. I don't know about this one. Now, what do I do?
What if she says that I haven't got anything else?
Hello, we're out with five girls.
What's she like?
We make something work. Always.
You know, obviously, you read the room before you start saying things, but. Yeah, we get there. We get there. Or sometimes it's not even like the full outfit. It's more like, oh, change the shoot. Like, I actually really
not
like
that
it.
Not that bad.
How does what you're saying now align with your philosophy of let people wear what they want to wear?
They
and
ask
comfortable?
Me.
If you don't, if you're confident in what you're wearing,
don't
you,
would,
don't
you wouldn't
ask.
Have been asking.
Yeah, I'm not going to
say. If they didn't ask you, but they were looking dead, but they've got bare confidence.
My friends can't look dead though.
No. Answer his question though. Your friend, you planned something. Your friend comes out looking dead. Are you telling her you're just going to let her
and
come out?
Oh, the rest of you girls agree that she's looking dead, but she feels like, yo, I'm popping.
I don't think we'd get there. She would know she looks dead. Oh. Like, I feel like most because I surround myself with people that are like, what's the word? Not socially aware, but like
they can read the room.
Like have self awareness. They can read the room. You will know. I sometimes I might be the dead one. Like I'm not feeling what I'm wearing. Out of everyone, I look dead. I might not say it, but I know. Like.
And if no one comes up to you to tell you to change, how do you feel about that?
If I'm already out, I'm here now. Like, I know it's dead, but I'm not taking a picture today. What? Like, let's just be eating the food and go.
That is crazy.
Yo, it's Vish from Pastor Meerkat. This episode is sponsored by Hera. Boom, bow.
Amber and Prinny want to tell you guys to follow and subscribe. We're going to hand over to them now to do it.
Thank you. Yeah, period. If you like our vibe, then definitely listen to our podcast, Style and City Diaries. You can catch that everywhere and on YouTube.
Every Thursday.
Yeah, every Thursday. And, I mean, you can also follow us, like, personally on the gram. Like, I'm Prinny Ray, R-A-E.
I'm Amber Low, L-E-A-U-X.
Sweet. And what's you guys' numbers?
Slide in my DM.
Thank you, girls, so much.
Thank you.